Hey, and welcome to this week's episode of the Your Pet Business Content Your Way podcast. This podcast is for you if you want to create content for your pet business in a way that feels good, in a way that feels right, and in a way that you can actually enjoy creating it as well. I'm Rachel Spencer and I'm your host. And the reason why I started this podcast is because I wanted to help you find ways to feel more comfortable and confident promoting the work that you do so you can get seen by more people who need your pet product or service and make more of an impact. So in this week's episode of the podcast, I'm going to be talking about awards, and I'm going to be talking through 10 reasons why you would want to be an award-winning pet business. And this topic has come up over the last couple of weeks. There's been the big Theopathetis SBS event. Lots of my clients have been were taking part in that because they're already winners. I had one of my clients, Louise, from Pause for Running and Studio 44 Pilates. She actually won the SBS award the week after the event. She'd been at the event as my plus one. So that was really brilliant, really exciting. And that's why I wanted to talk about this topic this week. Awards are kind of on the tip of the tongue of a lot of people at the moment. Lots of awards are going on. I'm seeing lots of posts on social media about people winning awards, and that's why I wanted to record this episode for you. So in this episode, I'm going to be going through 10 reasons why you would want to be an award-winning pet business. And you're also going to hear from Louise, and you're also going to hear from Nikki, and they're going to be talking about what winning an award meant for them as well. So first of all, let's get started with the whole awards business, and let's address the elephant in the room. It feels a bit weird, doesn't it? You know, going on about winning awards. And when I learned that you could apply for awards and they weren't just something that, you know, turned up on your doorstep or you got a message saying that you'd won or that somebody else had nominated you for, I was like, oh my gosh, can you really do this? Is that not a bit cringe? Can I really go and tell somebody that I deserve to win an award or put myself up for an award? And I remember recording a podcast with a brilliant lady called Kirsty Skeets, and it's probably about 4 years ago when I first started this podcast. And I'd actually worked with Kirsty, helping her write her winning SBS award entry. And she was so determined to win it, and I knew that it meant so much to her because we worked on it for like weeks. And when she did win, it was like she'd won the lottery. It was amazing. So I remember back then her telling me, you know, you can apply for awards yourself, don't you? And I was just thinking, oh my gosh, there's just no way I could ever do that. So if you're starting out and you're thinking about awards and you're thinking, you know, who am I to go and apply for an award, then please remember that, like, first of all, you are absolutely someone who can go and apply for an award because you are a brilliant pet business owner if you're listening to this podcast, and you should have that recognition. So let's get over the first obstacle when it comes to awards, that whole feeling of, oh my gosh, can I really do this? Yes, you can. I've done it. Lots of other people have done it. And, you know, you want to get recognition for the hard work that you do, don't you? You want to stand out from the competition. The pet industry is getting busier and busier. It's really important to stand out, talk about what differentiates you, what sets you apart, and winning awards can be part of that. So whether you own a grooming salon, whether you have a pet shop, whether you have a training or a dog walking business or service, maybe you make products that really make a difference, being involved in industry awards is really going to boost your credibility and help you attract more customers. So that's what I'm going to talk about in this podcast. I'm going to be sharing the reasons why you should aspire to be an award-winning pet business and some of the things that will happen for you if you do. I'm also going to talk about choosing the right award for you and using your winter secure media coverage. And again, I can't stress it enough, winning awards means you'll elevate your pet business, stand out from the crowd and get the recognition you deserve. And you work hard, you deserve that recognition, don't you? So before I get started on the 10 reasons why you might want to win an award for your pet business, I'd love to tell you about something that's going to be happening on the 2nd of April at 7 p.m. In my Pets Get Visible membership, I'm going to be running an awards workshop. And inside of that workshop, you're going to learn everything that you need to know when it comes to awards, from choosing the right ones to apply to filling out your application form, to thinking about the things that make you stand out and what's going to really impress the judges, to using your award win to generate press coverage, to create a buzz around your business after you've been nominated, after you've been shortlisted, after you've won, all those great things. It's going to be happening in my Pets Get Visible membership on the 2nd of April at 7 p.m. Along with the workshop, you also get a workbook which you can fill in, capture all of the information that you need for when you're applying for awards, so you can go ahead and you can go and make yourself a brilliant award-winning pet business. Now, because I have stopped my free Facebook group and I'm not doing so much, I'm not creating as much free resources and free content as I used to. What I am doing to give people a flavour of how it is to work with me is I'm giving you 50% off your first month in Pets Get Visible if you're not already a member. So if you head to the show notes of this episode, swipe up if you're listening on an app, or just scroll down if you are reading this on my website, then you'll find a link where you can go and get 50% off your first month in Pets Get Visible. So you can join for just £15. It's crazy, isn't it? But you can come along, come to the awards workshop. There'll also be two coaching calls that month, and we'll also have three co-working calls as well, where you can come and get your marketing done. The other thing that I do as well is I provide you with a PDF and video training around key dates for the month ahead. So you'll get your May dates, your May PDF, loads of information on things that you can be doing to promote your pet business for just £15. I must be bonkers. Anyway, if you'd like to come and join us, come and join the awards workshop, then head to the show notes, go and grab the link, or send me a message. I'm Rachel at rachelspencer.co.uk or Rachel Spencer UK on all social media platforms. So let's get on to the 10 reasons now. Reason number one, I talked about it in the intro, is it's okay to put yourself forward for awards. A common thing that gets in the way of pet businesses putting themselves up for awards is feeling uncomfortable about it, thinking, who am I to put myself up for an award? Or thinking, oh, that's £2,000, or what will people think? It is absolutely okay for you to want to be recognised for the work that you do. And there is nothing shameless about it. It's not shamelessly promoting yourself. It's not any of those negative things. You work really hard, so don't feel icky about it. Get applying. You would never look at Margot Robbie and think, oh, who does she think she is getting nominated for an Oscar, would you? So why do that to you? You're just getting recognised for the brilliant work that that you do in your pet business. So reason number two is to think about what winning an award will mean for your pet business. Think about like why you want that award. Is it because you want to get some press coverage from it? Maybe you are a dog trainer or a pet professional in a really busy area and you want to stand out. If you apply for recognition and you apply for an award from, say, your local Federation of Small Business or Chamber of Commerce, maybe even like your local newspapers have awards, that's going to help you really stand out from the competition. You might want to be the leader in your field for something like sustainability. So think about what it is that you want to win, and that will motivate you. If you were looking to really stand out when it comes to creating sustainable dog poo bags, for example, the more awards you win, the more gravitas and the more credibility you have. That really does elevate you in the world of the sustainable, biodegradable, compostable dog poo bags, doesn't it? So think about like why you want to win an award and what it will mean to you. That's reason number two. Reason number three is to choose the right award. So not all awards carry the same clout. So select the ones that feel right for you. You can research the different awards that you can enter. Again, I will talk you through these on the workshop that I'm running in a couple of days' time. And what I would say is, as a rule of thumb, the more work you have to do, the more prestigious the award. So if you are having to spend a long time filling out application forms, that's probably because the award that you're going to be putting yourself up for is going to be pretty prestigious. It's going to be something that you really, really want to have sitting on your mantelpiece. Again, if you need support with this, do drop me a line as well, because this is something that I can help you with. And having that fresh pair of eyes basically on your awards application to really see the great stuff that you do will really help you. Red flags when it comes to choosing the right award would be having to pay to enter the awards. Another would be the organisers insisting that you go to a paid event. Another red flag would be the organisers putting any pressure on you to promote the awards or do anything that you don't feel comfortable with. If that is happening, then that might be an award that isn't going to be right for you. Number four is another reason to apply for awards, right, is to refine your messaging. Okay, so I find messaging really hard. I'm going through it at the moment because I'm updating my website. I know when I speak to clients, it's like, oh, how do I say what I do? It's painful, isn't it? I don't know why, it just is. And also, your business will change as well. Where I am in my business compared to where I was like 2 years ago when I last wrote my website, or actually a year ago, it's really, really different. So actually, one of the really good positives of applying for awards is that you have to take time and consider what your business is all about. So what you do, who you help, why you do it, the impact you create. And that is really, really useful. You obviously write it for your award application, and you have to sit and write it, don't you? And then you've given your messaging a really good refresh. And the work that you've done on your awards application can be used to tweak your website, your social media, and lots more. So it's a really useful exercise in refining your messaging. Reason number five is that being recognised shows that you're a serious business. So it's hard to toot your own horn, isn't it? But by entering into the awards process, you're inspiring people to stop and take notice of you. So whether that's showing that you've applied for an award or you've made the shortlist or you've been a winner, showing people that you take what you do seriously, you're a professional business owner, and that actually they're really lucky to have you in their world. If you're an award-winning dog trainer, that carries a real that's really prestigious. It carries a real gravitas. If I go and stay at an award-winning holiday cottage, I want to tell people I've been to an award-winning holiday cottage. If I go to stay at a really fancy restaurant, then, you know, you might tell people that they've got a Michelin star, that kind of thing. Not that I ever go to places like that, but you know what I mean. Nikki French from Pup Talk is going to tell you a little bit about what having an award meant for her and her business. Now I'm going to cut over to Nikki, and she's going to talk about what it meant for her to get a Pet Industry Federation award. She's had lots of other awards too, but I'm going to hand over to Nikki so you can learn a little bit about what it meant for her.
Hi, Nikki French. I'm dog trainer and I set up Pup Talk Dog Training. I won the Pet Industry Federation Awards in November 2022, I think it was. It gave me such a massive boost. I was a relatively new dog trainer. I think I'd been doing it full time for about three and a half years, and I regularly felt imposter syndrome. It really was holding me back. So I'd been working on imposter syndrome, and I published a book which became quite successful. So that played a massive part in it. But I have to say, winning the award, I think that was the point at which I kind of put it to bed. I kind of went, no, I'm fine. I'm good at what I do. So yeah, it made a massive difference to me personally. It obviously gave me stuff to share on my social media, which was great, but it just made me feel so much better about myself.
So we've heard from Nikki about what winning an award meant for her when she won the Pet Industry Federation Award last year, and she's won lots more as well. So reason number six as to why you might want to be an award-winning pet business is that you get a confidence boost. So you work really hard in your pet business, and it's not all rainbows and unicorns, is it? It's really hard working for yourself. So when you apply for an award, when you think, actually, I'm going to go for this, and you put yourself out there and you talk about your business to the awards judges, and they don't know you, they're just taking the information that you've presented them with and checking you out, and they're being subjective in their assessment of you. If you get their recognition, that is going to help you feel more confident, isn't it? It's going to put a real spring in your step. And we all need that, don't we, when we run our businesses. So a confidence boost is really, really great for you to have. And, you know, it's something that's not to be sniffed at. So that's another great reason to apply for awards and be an award-winning pet business. So reason number seven is it's third-party validation of the impact that you make. So we know that, you know, you can shout about how great your product or service is from the rooftops, but it's totally different having somebody else, including, you know, an external panel of judges, look at you, look at your business, and give you that recognition. And what that does is it helps to build trust in you. So if somebody is, you know, somebody's looking at your business and they can see on your website that you've got these brilliant badges, that you've won these awards, that there's photos of you on social media, at events, picking up awards, then that's really going to help build trust in you. You know, you want to stand out as a brilliant pet business owner, and having those awards is really going to help because other people have looked at you and said, you know, this person is fantastic at what they do and they deserve this recognition. So that moves us on to reason number eight. When you win, you will stand out from the competition. Okay. So not every pet business will take the time to apply for awards because it does take time and it's a bit of a faff. Even doing something like the SBS award, where you are simply sharing a post on Twitter or Instagram, you're still having to show up every week and do it. Some people are really lucky and win straight away, but you're still having to, you know, show up, do the work and keep going to win that award, get that person's attention. So when you win an award, you will stand out from the competition because basically most people don't bother doing this kind of stuff. Okay. So it's really important for you to get your awards, get your badges, get your photos of you at the event, get, you know, any other things that you might get with your awards, your certificate. Maybe you have a certificate that you can put up in your salon. Maybe you have logos, graphics that you can put on your website. Really important to show those off. It means that if people are checking you out and comparing you to other people who might offer a similar product or service, you're going to stand out. Let's say I'm moving back to Warrington this week. I'm looking for a dog walker for Patch. I have got three different dog walkers. They are all exactly the same. They've all got the same price, but One of them has had loads of awards. To be honest, you know what? I am going to be a bit shallow and I am going to go for the one who's had loads of awards because it shows that they're a serious business, that other people have looked at them and looked into what they do and think that they deserve that recognition. You know, there may have been some checks on, you know, their procedures, their actual products. They may have been tested. Some of the awards, you have to send your products off. Some of the, like the dog-friendly awards will send over like mystery shoppers and mystery diners and that kind of thing. So this stuff is really, really important. If you've got those awards, be showing them off. It's going to help you stand out and it can be the tipping point that inspires a pet parent to buy from you or book with you as opposed to your competition. So this stuff is really worth doing. Number nine is that people will be really chuffed for you. And this is great, isn't it? It's really brilliant to see people get behind you. You work really hard in your business. I always see posts from people saying, oh, you know, I post on social media and none of my friends get behind me. And it's really frustrating because I wish people would support my business. Tell you what will happen when you share your awards badge or photo on social media. Trust me, your engagement will go through the roof. It is so funny because you'll get all kinds of random people congratulating you. You know, you'll have like your friends, family, your clients, people who you know, people who you see a lot, but then you'll find like people who you've not spoken to since school. And bear in mind, I'm 48, so school was a long time ago. They'll come along and congratulate you and they'll pop up on Facebook and say, oh my gosh, it's really good seeing what you're doing now. It's fascinating, honestly. So people will be chuffed for you. People will get behind you. It's a really nice thing to experience when you put so much time and effort and hard work into your business. You deserve the recognition. I'm going to hand over to Louise now from Pause for Running and Studio 44 Pilates. She won the Theopathetis Award just over a week ago. She's going to tell you about what it was like for her.
Hi, I'm Louise, a Pilates instructor at Studio 44 Pilates and also a Canicross instructor at Pause for Running. I teach both Pilates and running Pilates for runners. And I recently won the Small Business Sunday Award, and it has made a real impact. I've got a lot more followers from doing it, and it's something that I can promote on social media. So that is really important. And I just think I'm also, you know, got the badge on my website, and I just think it gives you a little bit more credibility. There's longer, you know, I've only just won it, so I'm looking forward to promoting it more and using it when I do outreach to businesses and companies as well. So yeah, I think it's a really good thing to put yourself forward for awards.
So big thanks to Louise for chipping in and telling us about her experience of winning an award and how great it is when people are chuffed for you and get behind you and your business. Reason number 10, my final one, is it's a great way to get some press coverage. Okay, winning an award is newsworthy, so you can use your success to pitch to the press. Now, that's why I ended up working with Kirsty right at the beginning, because she wanted to get some press coverage and I was helping her with that. And she really wanted to get that press coverage from having the award from Theopathetis. So journalists, they like good news stories. They like to hear about people from their area doing well. And many of the awards organisations even provide a press release template or outline for you. So you don't even have to, you know, figure out how to do it yourself. It's a really nice way for you to get some press coverage, really good way for you to stand out locally. Again, you have the actual, you know, newspaper, radio or magazine article, but quite often you'll have some online coverage as well, which will sit on the internet, sending people to your website, working really hard for you for years and years and years to come. The other thing that happens, I know when my client Zoe Willingham shared about winning the Theopathetis Award, she sent off a press release to her local paper over in Suffolk. And they used it in the paper, they put it on the internet, and then they also shared it on Facebook. And it went crazy on Facebook. And Zoe had over 60 inquiries in one day just from the local paper sharing it on Facebook and people seeing her. So it's really, really valuable when it comes to getting press coverage. I recently pitched about winning the Theopathetis Award for Sunnyside Cottage, my dog-friendly holiday cottage. And I've had 7 pieces of press coverage. I'll list them in the show notes for this episode, actually, so you can go and see them. One of the seventh one hasn't gone live yet. It's one of the reporters from the Yorkshire Post is going to come and do a review of my holiday cottage, which is absolutely golden PR. It really is. Like having a journalist review your holiday cottage is, you know, it's the holy grail, like it really, really is, or your product. They also called my cottage the most dog-friendly holiday cottage in Yorkshire, which is something that I've wanted somebody to write about me for a very long time. I did have a blogger write about it last summer, but to have it in a big, really respected newspaper like the Yorkshire Post is, you know, that's been a goal for me for the last year, and I've managed to get it. So really chuffed about that. So you've had your 10 reasons. I hope it's inspired you to want to go and get some press coverage. Let's have a quick run through them again. Reason number one is, you know, it's okay to put yourself forward for an award. Number two is to think about what winning an award can mean for your business and why you want the award. Number three is to choose the right award. Number four is that your award application will help refine your messaging. Number five is that being recognised shows you're a serious business. Number six is you get a confidence boost. Number seven is you get third party validation of the impact you make. Number eight is you'll stand out from the competition. Number nine is people will celebrate for you and that'll make you feel good. And number 10 is it's a really good way for you to get some press coverage. So if you are ready to get some gongs for your pet business, I hope that listening or reading this blog post even has inspired you to go and apply for awards. Said it at the beginning, I'm running a workshop as part of my Pets Get Visible membership on Tuesday, April the 2nd at 7 p.m, covering everything you need to know about awards, from choosing the right one to applying to creating your press pitch and press release. When you win, you'll get everything that you need to be awards ready. And you can join for just £15 for your first month using the link in the show notes for this episode. So thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the podcast. If you're listening in future, you can still come and join Pets Get Visible and you can go and watch the replay of the workshop as well. I'll be back with you next week with another episode of the podcast. This time we're going to have an interview. It's going to be all about selling and feeling more comfortable with selling. It's with a brilliant lady called Sarah Dalrymple. I can't wait to share it with you. I think you're going to find it really, really useful. So stay tuned. If you enjoy this podcast as well, I will love you forever. If you leave me a review, just swipe on the app that you're listening to and there will be instructions of how you can do it. But if you're stuck, send me a message at Rachel Spencer UK and I can send over some information to you as well about how to go about doing that. I will see you. I hope you have a brilliant rest of the week. Bye for now, and I will see you on the next episode of the podcast. Take care. See you later.